My first guest has turned up already this morning, so we're going to get him on the air right away. It's Alan Price, president of the Bowling Club. Welcome to the show this morning.
Yeah, thanks very much, Aaron. Great to be here.
It's a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Oh, every day is a beautiful day in Raglan, as you well know.
It's a good day for bowling too, would you say? Or do you prefer it when it's not quite so blindingly hot?
Oh, listen, it's better when it's reasonably warm because the green runs better when the weather's like that.
Does it?
But
well, the things you learn already.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so the main reason you're here, of course, is that there's Twilight Bowl starting up again. Is that starting tomorrow, Tuesday?
Yep, starts tomorrow night, Tuesday the 13th, and it runs for five consecutive nights. Five consecutive Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And everyone's welcome to come along. We play it in teams of three, but you don't have to have your own team of three. If you're an individual or a couple, just come along and we'll arrange a team with you for you, you know, either with some of our club members or other newbies. So you'll be well catered for and looked after and, as I say, extremely welcome.
Okay, so beginners are welcome?
Absolutely, and we provide loan bowls and, listen, it's just a great way to meet people and make new friends, and also on the night we have raffles, giveaways, and it's $5 per week, and that includes a barbecue meal, so you don't get better value in town than that.
That is a pretty good value, actually. Even if you didn't bowl, you'd still get the meal for $5.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. I hope there's nobody who does that, though. It's not the most arduous of sports. People should be able to cope. So, Twilight Bowls, that's just a summer thing?
Yes, just runs. We have it for 5 weeks pre-Christmas, November, December, and post-Christmas, February, March, just to fit in with the nice weather.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the rest of the year? What's happening?
Yeah, so the rest of the year, the Raglan Bowling Club, as we were chatting before we went on air, was formed in 1921, so we were 100 years old, had our centenary 3 years ago. We've got 54 current paid-up playing members. Approximately 70 to 80 people play Twilight, plus we host 30 to 40 corporate groups a year, which are companies that come along for team building, might be someone's 21st, 50th, hens parties, stag does, because bowls is just a great way to be together and have a good social time. You know, unlike golf, we mightn't see the person for 5 minutes because you're on different parts of the course. But so very popular. And obviously, throughout the year, we have regular club days and competitions. We have a club roll-up every Wednesday and Saturday, which starts at 1 o'clock. And once again, everyone's welcome to come along to that. And it's just $2 in the bucket. And we have a couple of small prizes, which is usually a can of Waddy's baked beans or of your choice. So
okay.
Just for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, once again, the roll-ups are for absolutely everyone. If you just want to give bowls a go, rock up at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon.
Do you have to be dressed in whites?
No, and you don't need to wear whites. We wear muftis, and most clubs, to be honest, don't wear whites now because we've all got pretty jazzy club uniforms that, you know, our Raglan ones, for instance, have got the waves on them, and they, you know, they look quite outstanding, we think.
Right.
We've only had them for about a year, but we just decided to design something that, you know, that really embraced the Raglan landscape.
And you seem to be a connoisseur of loud shirts yourself, judging by what you're wearing this morning. It's a reasonably loud shirt.
Yeah, purchased from one of our famous local second-hand stores, I might add.
Yes, right. That's perfect for Raglan. You've really got into the swing of it. So you said you've just been playing bowls yourself for about 6 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, honestly, I wish I'd taken it up a lot earlier, but didn't have the guts to sort of walk through the gate until then. But, you know, it's the most welcoming, best sports club I've ever been involved in. And I've been an administrator in cricket, rugby, golf clubs. This is the absolute best club in the Waikato.
Yeah, yeah.
The most welcoming. You'll make great friends. We've got, you know, great conviviality when we're having our after-match drinks, etc. The bar's open most days, and we provide food and nibbles on a regular basis also.
And have you improved over those 6 years? I'm interested to know.
I have, Aaron, because I was probably an absolute basket case when I started, but yeah. I've been one of the many fortunate people who have been the beneficiary of our club coach, Terry Green,
yeah,
who all new players, if they want some coaching, Terry's available free of charge at a time to suit yourself, and he's widely recognised as one of the best bowling coaches in the Waikato.
Yeah, and we were just talking off the air, you, like I said, has the club got any champions? And I remembered a young woman who had, I think when she was at school, was getting serious about her bowls.
Yeah, that's correct. A young girl called Ashley Jeffcoat, when she was probably only 10 or 12, started playing twilight bowls and decided she quite liked the game. So Terry took her under her wing, and she became quite a good bowler, to the point that she was selected to play for New Zealand while still a member of the Raglan Bowling Club, which is quite a coup for a small country club like ourselves.
Yeah.
And Ashley still plays for New Zealand, but she still comes back to Terry Green for coaching.
So, right, so he's a pretty good coach then. He's
pretty good.
He must be stoked. It must be, as a coach, it's a great thing to start someone off like that and see them flourish, isn't it?
Well, just another kudos for Terry, if you like. We had our club championships this week, and the men's final was played between Mike Kiley and Bill Bond. Bill Bond's been playing forever, but Mike Kiley only started playing last year. He's had expert tuition from Terry Green, and gosh, he nearly pulled off a major upset.
Years of coaching, 1 year of coaching. So is it pretty competitive? Like when you get to that, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the casual twilight bowls, but then do the guys get pretty competitive competition time?
Listen, it's like all sports. You can be as competitive as you wish, but bowls is, you just wouldn't believe the amount of fun and enjoyment and good banter that goes on, and that's how I would sum up bowls.
Mm.
You know, sure, some people are ultra competitive. That can be, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're playing golf or marbles, some people have just got to win.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, 90% of people just want to play pretty well and enjoy themselves.
Okay, hopefully there's no red mist happening on the greens.
Yeah.
So the club, is the club involved with the Raglan Club? Is there an association there?
Yes, we are. We're an adjunct of the main Raglan Club. So when you become a member of the bowling club, which our memberships start from $30, you also have to be a member of the main Raglan Club, which is another $30, so, or $60 a couple. So,
okay.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just basically the club's amalgamated back in about 2000.
Yeah, that's actually still pretty cheap. It's cheaper than for kids' sport for a lot of sports, you know, for a winter season. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap. And I was thinking about if the club started 100 years ago, 103 years ago, there must have been a lot of manual labour to get a nice smooth green back in those days. No machines.
Yeah, listen, I'm not sure how they did it back then, Aaron. Obviously, I wasn't around. But, you know, speaking of a lot of labour, you know, we're fortuitous to have two greens here. We've got an artificial green, and we've got a grass green, which is actually a mixed starweed, maniototo, cotyledon grain. And there is a lot of work involved in maintaining both greens, and we're very fortunate that we've got a great bunch of volunteers. I'm the head greenkeeper, but I've just got an amazing team under me that do the mowing, the rolling, maintaining the surrounds. There's so much goes on.
Is there humans pushing?
You need to mow the green, you know, up to five times a week. So
really?
And it takes 1 hour at a time. So.
Oh, wow.
Bit of commitment, yeah.
You have to go slow. What about the rolling? Is it hand push?
No, we've got a ride-on roller, which, is very helpful. So.
See, I was imagining 100 years ago when they built the green, that would have all had to be hand power. I mean, you could have a horse do a certain amount of work, but at a certain point, the horse gets detrimental to the quality of the green, so that it's over to the humans after that.
Listen, it'd be a really interesting story to find out how they created those greens and got them so level and smooth back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now we've got laser levels and you name it.
Right, so you know it is perfectly flat. There's no slope, accidental slope anywhere.
No, I must say, you know, our two greens are probably up there with the best in the Waikato as far as, you know, being smooth and accurate is concerned.
Yeah, all right. So, folks, we're talking to Alan Price, and someone else has just come to the door. It's a busy morning. So we started off talking about the Twilight Bowl. So just remind people about Twilight Bowl. Starts tomorrow evening. Time and place? Well, we know the place.
Yep,
actually, say the address for that, just in case there's someone who doesn't know.
So, listen, the greens are on 19 James Street, or the corner of James and Wallace Street. And we start bowling at 5, but check-in is from 5:30 to register your name and pay your sub for the season, which is, you know, $25, which covers the whole 5 nights.
So you're saying bowling must start at 6?
Yeah, and then we kick off at 6.
Right.
So, you know, because we've got to do the draw and all that. And
you can supply some bowls?
Yep.
Do you own your own bowls yourself?
Yeah, I've got a couple of sets, but we've got about 80 sets of bowls there, so we won't be running out of bowls.
Oh, okay, that's good. But do you like, is it nice?
There's no cost to hire the bowls. They're free loan bowls. So for those possibly interested, the bar opens at 5:30, which is...
Yeah, you never know, somebody might be interested in that.
When check-in and registration starts, so...
Yeah.
You know, and we have music going while we're playing, and, you know, it's a pretty fun atmosphere. And as I mentioned before, I guarantee you'll meet some really nice people and make some permanent friends. So
yeah.
Come along and enjoy it.